God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Tibola is trying. Is there anybody that can play better than Tibola in the house now? Anybody? You want to try? Oh yeah, come. You can play this song. Okay, come and play. Oh yeah, come quickly. Dibola is trying. He has played for me before, so let him sit down. Oh yeah, play the song. I want us to sing that song. We should be rehearsing these things that we will sing. Olumi, if you cannot play, I will knock your head. Because you did like this, that you can't play. Okay. So see what the Lord has done. Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has. That's a good one. So let's do three more times. Can you see? Yes, it's Nigeria's song.
Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Over Nigeria. Yes.
Can you see what the Lord has done,
even in our political arena?
See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Okay. That song one more time. I want to give you a minute to just dream. What kind of Nigeria do you think God is impressing in your heart? My words will not fall to the ground in this nation. I know my prayers will not be rejected by God. Yes, my tears will become writing material. It will be written that in 2022, a people prayed and I came. That the destiny of our state will not be reversed. Yes. Wicked men will no longer rule us. That in Nigeria, in a few months, banditry will be rolled away like a carpet. In a few months. That in a few months, it will be the beginning of another day. Yes. We will live safe, in peace and in unity. Is there a picture in your heart? Is there a picture in your heart? That time has come when we must begin to pray with the pictures he has given us. For blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of that which the Lord has spoken. One more time.
Can you see what is done? Believe you, Father. The things we prayed for, you will bring to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
Thank you, Father. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. We'll start praying again at 6:30. So by 6:15, if God has quickened an utterance, a sight, I want you to just raise your hand and then we'll take note. And at the right time, we will give you a microphone. Hear this word that the Lord had spoken against you, O children of Israel. Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse 3. Can two walk together? Can two live together? Can two exist together except they be agreed? My second verse of scripture. We'll go to Genesis, or second portion to read. We'll go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 32. We want to engage again in that burden for the week. So when I'm not around, let the leaders hear this. If you sense the need to leap out of the burden of the week to deal with something, don't hold back. Are you with me? Our cry tonight is still bend us. But if we are supplied with a burden, we must engage it. Are you with me? This summons for the company of night whalers. They are night, not daytime. They are night whalers. I received that burden when I entered church this evening. It's not from home. Are you with me? That's why I didn't come with a reference of that verse of scripture. As I was picking my things here to go up here, God dropped that burden. So it's fresh. That's the life of an intercessor. A prophetic intercessor. You pray by inspiration. But your inspiration will find its place in scriptures. That's what validates it. I'm saying that because if all I say is you pray by inspiration, it means you think anything that enters your mind. What God does is that it inspires you in line with his written word. Somebody say written word. Sorry, every word I'm pronouncing now is difficult. I was telling my wife yesterday, by the time we sat at home, I found out that there was a mark on my tongue on the right side. So everything I say, even when I was praying in tongues, everything I say is with pain. It will help us. I'm trying to pioneer a no excuse service pattern in God. Learn it early. Nobody here will be guiltless. If you think that because Oriomi, are you not still on anti-malaria? I came to pray. Gather my saints unto me. How did the Bible describe him? Those who have cut a covenant by speech. Jibola, every one of us needs to have a sacrifice bank in God. A labor, a service that you perform towards God out of inconvenience. is the things, the withdrawals from that bank can raise the dead. Are you with me? I'm not saying don't take care of yourself, but don't find an alibi. That's something that makes you evade responsibility because you think, huh, my finger is paining me. I won't be able to hold the microphone. Let them tie it to your chest. Are you with me? That's how our fathers won. How many of us know that Baba Moses Orimolade did not walk? How many of us know? Bolu, was he walking? What? How do you describe his mobility? What? You said I was crippled, right? Now, that was good enough a reason to say, God, look for people who move. But Baba will walk with his stick. His stick was his support. And in case he got tired, he arrived home before you. He just tell you to allow me rest. You be going. And when you get home, he's already sleeping. I'm sure he didn't labor to teleport like that. It was because heaven saw that he had no excuse. I hope you know that one of the greatest deliverers in scriptures, maybe second to the Christ, a great man by the name Moses, was born a stammerer. So imagine he wants to say, let my people go. You can act it. You say, let my people go. And then they will mock him. But you mocked him to your peril. It's no excuse. God had to advise. Was it Jeremiah? God had to advise him. Say not that you are a child. You must stand before the people that I send you to. If not, you see, I will disgrace you before them. Say not that you are a child. There's no excuse. Me, I don't used to talk well. Not in a day of responsibility. Look at David. Youngest. Taking care of sheep. Older ones lounging in the house. He didn't think that because his conception was in iniquity or in sin, he didn't take himself out. He yielded. And God beat him into shape like we did yesterday. Can you whisper to your neighbor? No excuse. Give me verse 8. That's where I stopped speaking. Verse 8. No. Verse 8 of Jeremiah 1. So no matter how small you are, Isaac, even if you feel, I can't preach like Benson Dawes, I don't even have plans to be able to preach like Benson Dawes. All these people, other people's anointing that people used to look for. So I want to have the prayer mantle of Ababala. The one they gave you. I mean, the one you came, what are you doing with it? What kingdom are you advancing? How can God give you the mantle of Captain Kuman? When the little one that you have, this little light of yours, you are not letting it shine. Mantles are rewards, though. They are not givings. They are rewards. So Elijah told Elisha, it's a hard thing. What he was saying to him, I know you have served me, but I'm not a rewarder. Okay, Genesis 32. So we just read in Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except to be agreed? It means the one that we journey with God, the one that will partner with God, must have history of agreement with God. Certain terms and conditions controlling relationship must have been sorted with God in understanding. And God must have appended a signature legalizing that document. Man must also have signed on his own side. That's when true partnership begins. But in Genesis chapter 32, there was a burden that God had. It was a burden to ensure that a set of men showed up in the earth as bearers of the blessing. It was a burden that came from God's decision to ensure that the Christ, the seed of the woman promised in Genesis, will have a natural lineage. And so certain men must sign up in accurate partnership to sustain that carriage of the blessing to the end. So Abraham began, was the pioneer. Isaac entered. But when it was the turn of Jacob, there were many things in Jacob that naturally would disqualify him from bearing it. God needed a man to walk with him, to partner with him. But he found none. And so what God did was to create a scenario that will isolate that man so that he can deal with the man. I'm trying to give you a picture because there is a possibility that you don't know why you came. When I ask people, what is your purpose? Someone say, my purpose is to be a financier. It's a good purpose. So whose purpose is to enjoy? God will help you. May you not find what looks like purpose before you find purpose. Some people's problem is that they have found something. And they are pursuing that thing with their lives only to grow old with gray hairs. They will now find out that they have not opened their own book. That was what they were chasing. Somebody just looked at him and said, you are a prophet. And say, my purpose is the prophetic, to have prophetic expressions. And then you go and build a prayer mountain. And when you grow up, you now find out that you had no calling in the prophetic. Because if you stay long on that prayer mountain, you will see. You will hear. May you not be helped in what God is not, into what God is not doing. Let me not waste your time. If you want to build prayer mountain, you need to buy land. If you don't have money to buy land, it will give you a reason to go back to God to say, "How far?" And God will say, "I didn't send you." But if somebody readily gives you money, they are helping your error. Many of us showed up in the body of Christ because there is a transgenerational essence that God wants to sustain. And you were chosen in your generation to be the bearer of that thing. That's why God is particular about your life, like Jacob. People must have been wondering, Jacob, cunning man. We'll read from verse 24. But what he did was he took his wife and his children, broke them into two groups, sent one ahead. Servants, cattle, livestock, everything. Sent one ahead. So if Esau tackles this one, he will kill it. This second one, by the time he's hitting this second one, is closest to me. Mashal Bogbe, I will cut out. Because his strength was in the ability to escape. He was a runner. Was faster than Toby. He did not know that it was God. He did not know that his craftiness had space for God inside it. Because the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And he didn't know that he was called according to the purpose of God. So his isolation on his own page was security. His isolation on the pages of God was an entrance into a dealing room. And the events in the dealing room is what we see in verse 24. That's why we want to read, because we're about to pray and you will need to enter a dealing room. Balumi, that you are sitting beside Jibola, but you'll be isolated so that God can deal with you. The proof that he has dealt with you is that when you are going home, something has disconnected. You will need a support system. Before this place, Jacob was a freelancer. Walked anywhere, went anywhere. Now he needed to balance himself on his staff. He needed a third leg, because his thigh bone had been knocked out of the socket. Give me verse 24 so that we can pray. I'm still on the same subject. Can two walk together? I just want to show you what God, how far God can go to make two walk together or to make two agree so that they can walk together. That's all of this story is a story of agreement. So it doesn't always happen with, Palumi, will you serve me? Sir, serve you, sir. Oh, yeah, sign here. And then you write at the back of your Bible, 27th of, is today 27th? 27th of July 2022. Palumi, what's your son? Alamu, decide to serve Jesus. That paper is good, but there are also things that he does to men. That you always remember. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. There wrestled a man with him. He didn't wrestle with a man. I hope you know the two differences. If the Bible said there wrestled a man with him, it means the one who controlled the timeline of the fight. He's the one who came. So that when Pelumi wants to say, ah, have you seen a street fight before? There are these guys that when they are just abusing themselves, so they push you, they now run back, they roll, they quickly flip their slippers. I've seen plenty street fights. The guy rolls his trousers. You think that he's John Cena's brother. And then he rushes back, pushes the guy, begins to talk, and then they start fighting. Many times, they run. When beating has passed beating, you can interpret it in Yoruba. Until Yabatoya. They run. So, in that case, he can run because he has the ability to determine the duration of the fight. Jacob didn't plan an all-night service. I'm not saying all night is not good, or personal all night is not good. But it's stronger in essence if you are not the one determining how long. That you are not trying to do 10 hours in the night. That you are visited. And every time you want to sleep, they drag your feet and say, we are not done with you. You remember that sound? That sound came to me now. That used to accompany Mario. You know the sound? It says, dun, 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 dun. You know the meaning? We used to say, Nibi Loma Kusi. That's what we used to say. If you have played Mario before, it's a life waster. No, because it teaches you nothing. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Many people scored zero because of Mario. The screen is not even called. Sometimes it's just black and white screen. Just be moving, climbing, climbing, blah, blah. So, it's that kind of sound they used to play in all night. That you will die here. We will make sure that everything that is death is exacted from you. That was the experience that this man had. And I plead with Jesus that as we labor around him to be... My time has passed too. So, if you want to raise your hand, you can raise your hand. So, I just want to know that. Oriomi, you can mark. Okay, so Bolu is raising his hand. Every other person too should do that so that I can mark them. Not yet, not yet. Not yet. I am praying for you that when you make up your mind to be helped, God will control the duration. There wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Next verse of scripture. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, because there's a cheap way for God to win. This man who came to Jacob saw that Jacob was fashioned after a manner that he could sustain resistance. I used to watch wrestling. And sometimes, it's not the most skillful that wins. Many times, especially if it's Royal Rumble, that one that there are plenty, is the most resilient. The one that they beat. They kick, they throw him out of the ring, he still holds the ring. They are the guys that win. People like Rey Mysterio. You will think his feet is on the ground. He will spin back. You will think he has died. That was what Jacob looked like. You could not win against Jacob. And there may be people in this building whose wheels are too hard, that God has used every cheap thing to help you. You say, no, I will have my way. You will not win. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, you are misbehaving. They say, you are misbehaving. You say, I'm safe though. But in our family, this is how we used to be. In our house, we have our mouth. There's a razor blade there. If you say anything, some people, it's not their house, it's their town. Say, we know they carry last. Say, if you abuse me one, I will give you five. There's a town around here, if you go this way. If you abuse them, they will, until they have ventilated everything inside them. And as they are going, if you say anything again, they will have something again. Some people excuse themselves by that. Say, if you check our ancestry, that's how we are. See, in our house, in our area, on our campus. Because there are also campus behaviors. And every time God comes, there is a cheap way to wiggle out of the hand of God like a worm. When he saw that he prevailed not. May the God who was intentional with Jacob be intentional about you. The Bible said he touched the hollow of his thigh. Every man has a weak point. And it's glorious, because the one that comes to wrestle with you in the day that he really wants to change is the one that created you. So the Bible says that the Lord knoweth our frame. He's the one that formed you. He knows what to touch that you will lose balance. The Bible said he touched the hollow of his thigh. Speed was his access. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. And when he had wounded him, he now said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Maybe I'll come and teach on this process line because of time. Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. That was Jacob discussing a blessing. Jacob had an advantage. That dislocation put him in a posture of disadvantage. Now he needed a blessing. Jacob knew that if he stole your blessing, he had mastered stealing blessings. He had the ability to know when to swindle you. He knows when rice is rice. He knows when rice is the price of inheritance. Are you with me? So when rice is the price of inheritance, he colors the rice. He puts plenty hunger inside. You know hunger. Then he puts thyme and garlic, and then he puts nutmeg, so that the whole house is filled with a smell. So that when you come, you are so desperate and you are willing to trade, because he knows now you can trade. If you check where the sons of Issachar got their reality from, their mother was a master of timings. In the day that Issachar was going to be conceived, it was not less time to sleep with the husband. What she did was that she went and found mandrakes, what her mate loved so much, and said, take this mandrakes, let me take your place with my husband. She knew how to trade what people desired for what she wanted. That was the kind of arrangement that produced Issachar. No wonder that they were masters of timing. How did Leah activate that? That reality was in Jacob, but Leah knew how to open the gate. She knew. So he was a thief, he was a liar, he was a runner. Now he can still steal, he can still lie, but he can't run. So he needs a blessing. When God wants to win against a man, what he does is that he takes that man's confidence, and then that man becomes the circumcision. This is the cry of the circumcision. The Bible says in Philippians 3:3, it says we are the circumcision. We worship God in spirit, we rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. A man does not cry to be blessed, to be advanced, until he has lost confidence in the flesh. There was no more. And if Esau met Jacob without the blessing, he would have wiped him out. But the blessing had preservation in it. What his request was, what God had been looking for a way to bring him into. Because his this cornering attempt was about the blessing. I'm saying that this cleanup that God is doing is because he wants to smuggle something into our lives. And a time will come that as we begin to pray, God begins to strip you of your confidence. Because Hosea tells us that it was not a physical wrestling match. The Bible said that he wrestled with tears and supplication. So it was an all-night prayer meeting. That's how Hosea saw it as a prophet. It was in tears and supplication. That's what we're engaging. We're going to pray for till 7 o'clock. And then the feedbacks that we have, we're going to hear them. I don't know how desperate you are. But we want to isolate ourselves for a few minutes. I'll stop us in the middle, share, and then we move again. Make sure that you find a good position where you can relate with God as one man. But be open to damaging so that the blessing can find room inside you. He that the Lord cannot wound, he cannot advance. Oh, Jesus. Shebi wala mokoko aye mi ho oluwa momi wa momi bo ti fe shebi wala mokoko aye mi ho apakapai eya oluwa momi o ewa momi bo ti fe bi o ba momi mari bo ti fe o bi o ba momi aye mi adun o ha se bi wala moko o aye mi o o ka solale to ka baruva ha baraba hata hai me so pa pe pe mama papa ha pe papia satae. You can keep playing that song.
Insist on me. Ela pasetote, ela tuantes copayonte, ela compe pataiba, rapas camba, aunta manta, a camboys kai, efenantaipe, elampes kepata, epacapambre, rompa monte, elampa papo, atepampebeate, ampa pai, zapapalota, ala paparapapa, apambe suataba. Oh. Insist on me. Insist on me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me back Genesis chapter 32. I want to proceed in that prayer. There are things that human beings cannot initiate. That's why this cry to be dealt with by God is a cry for mercy. There are things you cannot start. Let's go from verse 24. I just want to read to you so that you will know how to pray. And Jacob was left alone. That's what a man can do. A man can only isolate himself. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. A translation says a man appeared. Another one says a man came to him and wrestled with him. The Bible did not say that Jacob invited God. All he did was to contribute the human requirement for this dealing. Isolate. Be by yourself. And then an invasion. It was essentially an act of God. And all through this wrestling bout, God did not introduce why he came to the man. Because it was not about the fight. Are you with me? What God wants to do is to beat us into a state where we want what he wants. It was about the blessing. But if the man had come and said, Jacob, you are supposed to bear a blessing, Jacob will have borne the blessing without contention. But he will have ruined it. So there are times that God comes and you are wondering why he's doing what he's doing. It's because he wants you to get to a place. When you get to that place, you will know why he came. Insist on me. Insist on me. Insist on me. I may not know yet why you are doing what you are doing to me. I may not know yet why you are breaking, why you are beating, why you are crushing. But Lord, I ask that you continue until I know. Because a day of knowing will come. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Help me with that song. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Make me a vessel. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing. Oh,
have given me, Jesus, bring me.
One more time.
Make me a vessel.
Oh,
whatever you want me, I came here with nothing, but oh, Jesus, bring you life. Yeah, la la baba.
One more time, church.
You can make me a vessel.
Make me an offering. Make me whatever. And I'm okay. But come and sabara. Hallelujah.
I came here with nothing. Oh, Jesus.
Do you have the bridge of the song where there is new wine? Do you have it? Elepa sombra havanatu savahata. Abai barako samai mama kabahete. Kai poseko pele kupa paraka pataba babo baba kapahai saman babae sapelate babas na baba ebrambas no baba habahai.
Cause where there is new wine, there is new power. There is new freedom. Kingdom is here. I lay down my hope to carry all you far.
Oh, cause where there is new one,
where there is new one, and there is new power. Freedom and kingdom is here. I lay down my hope. I'll be your new one today.
That's where there is new wine. There is new power. There is new freedom. And the kingdom is here.
I lay down my whole faith to carry your new fire.
I lay down my whole faith to carry your new fire.
I lay down my hope.
The one that has corruption.
I lay down my hope.
Hey, la la ba 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 ya ba ka ba ba ya ba ke ya. Akabara, I lay down my hope. Ele kebelo me me ke ba mama ya. Babara kamoba. I lay down my hope. Yelala kosele beya Elia kababa Rakaba baba baba Eye kieto Eke moho marika Ya baba baya Asa kabila Alena my own lips Santa babe Baba raba baba baba baya Alena Santa baboye Santa baba I lay down my hope. Hey, three more times. I lay down my hope. Eki alaboko baba la baba.
I lay down. Hey, ya, 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 hey, kebero, rekelebe, hey, ya, la mamo, hele, rabo, sikari, doji, bye. If you don't help me, where else can I go? Nowhere. Papa kapa papa raka papa belehegos. If you don't help me, Lord. Oh, from your heart, if you don't help me, Jesus. If you don't help me, Holy Ghost. Where else can I go? If you don't come to my aid. Where else can I go? Come on, stop, come on, papa. I'm here, come on. Oh, so I. I run to you, O God. Yeah, I go, Saka, higher. My Savior, I run to you, yeah. I run to you, I run to you, run to you. The Lord runs to you, oh, he runs to you. And you, the Lord, allow me tonight. I come running to you. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lubala, I run to you, oh God. I run to you.
We run beyond the boundaries where sin rules, where iniquity finds expression. We run. Thank you, Father. In Jesus.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the Jew, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.